Pennzoil Place put Houston on the architectural map. Not even the Astrodome, which was called the Eighth Wonder of the World when it opened in 1966, attracted as much attention. One national architectural critic said that with the completion of Pennzoil Place, Houston displaced Los Angeles as America's city of the future. Hyperbole aside, Pennzoil Place is a remarkable project. It was designed by New York architect Philip Johnson and was completed in 1976. Pennzoil Place is not one, but two towers, separated by a 10-foot gap and clad in bronze-colored glass with bronze-colored exposed window mullions that run from the street to the roof. And what a roof! For a generation, American architects had designed rectangular steel and glass buildings with squared-off roofs. But at Pennzoil Place, Johnson slashed the roof lines to form asymmetrical trapezoids. One slanting surface faces east, one faces north. With that simple yet modern gesture, Johnson reclaimed the excitement of the building top that had been a standard element of skyscraper design during the 1920s. The building made Houston developer Gerald Hines a celebrity and touched off a round of experimentation with building tops that continued for 15 years. A combination of eye-catching forms and cost-saving construction techniques made Philip Johnson and Gerald Hines the best-known architect and developer team in the nation during the 1980s. Yet what made Pennzoil Place in Houston so successful was not just striking imagery, but also the design's business savvy. Hines said the decision to build two towers instead of one saved him upfront money on elevators and structural steel, and that allowed him to lease to two lead tenants, a formula for extra profitability.